what age were you when you knew it was going to be music, man, that you're going to make music for your life?
Around about then.
About that age?
About 12.
Was there, did you have a teacher, the specific teacher that helped you, or did you teach yourself?
My mother signed me up. Well, my daddy showed me some stuff naturally, and then my mother signed me up for guitar lessons at the local, at the recreation center there in this little town of Warner Robins, Georgia. Mm-hmm. It's about 10 miles from Macon.
Right.
And, you know, everybody was in there playing with their fingers, like folk singers playing Michael Row the Boat Ashore. Well, I came in and I had a pick. Well, that caused trouble right off the bat. None of the other kids had a pick.
Right.
And I could play the break to Folsom Prison Blues.
Right.
You know, Johnny Cash was real big about then.
Yeah.
And I knew that da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, thing. And all the other kids are going, how come he gets to have a pick, you know, and he ain't playing Michael Rutherford? So they didn't want me to come back. They
asked me not
to come. Yeah, pretty much.
So when, now, and then after that, you just started having an affinity to playing other instruments. How did the steel guitar get started,
well,
the slide guitar?
I always, of course, the slide guitar thing, Duane Allman, you know, 10 miles up the road, and, you know, the Layla album came out, Eric Clapton and all that deal, and the slide playing, and the Allman Brothers records and all that. So that was like a really big influence on me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my aunt used to take me to the Coliseum in Macon to see Conway Twitty and Jerry Lee Lewis and Mel Tillis and people like that, and of course they all had steel guitar players.
Right.
Man, that just, when I saw that, I knew what I wanted to do for
yeah.
the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Of course, I'd seen the Porter Wagoner TV show and some of that stuff, and they all had steel guitar players on there, too. I thought, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen anybody do.
Right.
That is it. If I could ever get my hands on one of those things, I know that's what I want to do. Well, those things are expensive. They're still expensive.
So how did you get your first one?
Well, I couldn't get my hands on a steel. So, meanwhile, I was playing electric guitar, you know, and I just kind of made it up through the ranks playing electric guitar. When I was about 20, I was living in Montgomery, Alabama, and a bunch of us went down to Biloxi, Mississippi on Saturday night after we got through playing.
Mm-hmm.
We had Sundays off. Well, we hung around, you know, did this and that, and then Monday we got up to come back to Montgomery to go to work in the club. We went by a music store that one of the fellas was familiar with on the way out of town,
right.
And they had a bunch of steel guitars in there. And I had some money in my pocket. That's a miracle in itself that I had any money left after being in Biloxi for a day or two.
Right.
And I said, I've got X amount of money here. If I give it to you, will you hold that thing for me until I can get back here
right.
in a week or two
right.
and bring you the rest of the money? The guy said, well, sure. So, I behaved myself for a couple of weeks where I'd have a little bit of extra money and went back down there and picked it up, played it that night when I got back with it. I didn't even have a volume pedal, you know. I told the guys in the band, I said, look, I'm going to play this. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Now, you can run me off or hide it, whatever you want to do. I'm going to do this. You know? Boy, it was horrible to start with. It was really bad. You know, everybody's like, no, man. And I kind of got discouraged with it, you know. And I started talking about bagging it. I said, this ain't happening. I can't do this. This is hard.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I was used to having a few drinks and playing my guitar.
Yeah, man.
That was automatic.
Oh,
know?
Sure.
And they said, no, man, we like this. This is, you're starting to, you're making a little headway here. You probably ought to stick with it.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing ever since.
So then you just continued to teach yourself. Just practice and practice.
Learned off the radio and off of records, man. I had my head stuck in the radio and the record player and just, you know, and go see guys. And see, when I moved here, I didn't even bring a steel guitar with me. I'd left it at my folks' house. And I got up here, and I said, I'm going to be a guitar player. Well, there's more great guitar players here than there is anywhere in the world.
I agree.
I said, man, I'm going to have to do something. So I went home, got my steel, and I started dragging it around from club to club, and they'd let you set up. And of course, you didn't get paid anything.
Now, that was the period you were on Broadway.
Yeah,
and what year
Broadway
was,
in this place called Gabe's.
And what year was that? Again,
this got to be about 78, 79, mm-hmm. you know. And so I started learning and watching these other steel players and everything. Of course, to be around Pete Drake and people like that, you know, masters of the instrument, you know. And I just, you know, just kept getting a little bit better, a little bit better. That's what they said anyway, you know.
So what was your your first master session where you knew it was going to come out and be product? Do you remember what that was, or your first one was? It'd have been about that same time, wouldn't it?
You mean like a major label thing?
Well, just something that was something you're proud to say that was your first, you would feel was your first major studio.
Well, there was a friend of mine that got a deal with Sony,
mm-hmm.
Sony Records. And this lady from Sony Records called me one day on my cell phone. I was already doing some demos and all, you know, and still playing in clubs and working with artists and all this stuff, you know. And she said, I want to book you on an album. And it was this friend of mine that had gotten a deal, and I'd done all his demos and played with him in clubs and all that stuff. And he wanted me to play on his album.
Right.
So he told him, he said, you know, you got to use this guy. Never came out. We worked on that thing. We tracked it, you know, and overdubbed on it and this and that. It was just one of those deals. You know, there's so many times here in town where, you know, there'll be, you know, who knows?
Right.
There's no rhyme or reason for it.
Yeah.
You know, some of them come out and some of them don't.
Yeah.
Some of them escape. Some are released, some escape, you know.